On occasion, I enjoy reviewing some comments made to previous opinion pieces I have done. Many comments are usually pretty positive and supportive and see what I am talking about. Then, there are those that feel called out and usually result in defending their own hate toward other folks from marginalized communities, claiming it's just a difference of opinion. But denying someone's identity is not for debate, never has been, and never will be because it is based on hate towards others. The worst part of all this, these people using this type of argument, know full well what they are doing, hence why they are so triggered to defend themselves, instead of just learning from others and their experiences, because only their lives and experience matter to them. I get calls, like I am the worst spokesperson from the community I am part of, yet I have not spoken for the community, just for myself through my experience. Maybe if your life experience was interesting, someone would ask you to write about your experiences and how you view the world, although I gather there are many white straight cisgendered folks speaking for others already. You can see my name right at the top, it doesn't say anything about speaking for an organization or for a community. Ever wonder why I am allowed to write such a piece? Maybe it's because my life experience is being valued by this media outlet and in hopes of sharing myself with the reader, they see things differently, not feeling like they have been called out for their hate-based behaviors but using this as a learning opportunity to do better for everyone not just themselves. I know most of you get it, but a few people do not for whatever reason, and no matter how much we use stats or real-life experience, they cannot see anything past their own selves because they do not want to. There is also the fact if you do not like what I said, there is a scroll button and you can go right on by, and I won't even be offended by this. But, when you feel called out and have the need to defend your opinion, that is on you, and you need to understand why you feel such a need to make hate-based comments or defend your hate. The ones that don't actually read the full piece and then comment are head-scratching, because they just take away from what everyone has commented or said. But, that could be their intention for all I know. The bots too can get some folks really worked up. The best though, is those people that have hate-based comments, yet have no real profile to share, they hide, which is a lot like a glory hole if you know what that happens to be. A few of you, even write the editor of this paper complaining about me, yet here I am writing again. But, you know what's interesting in all this, those defending their hate with their comments, never seem to make the same comments on any other opinion article. They never complain when a big corporation gets funding from the government, or never complain about when the federal government gives funding to an organization like another festival or event that isn't pride-related, just seems to be anything pride-related, or when it's supporting the 2SLGBTQ+ community. Many people reach out appreciating what I have said. I am all for a disagreement on things like pineapple on pizza, who was the best prime minister, etc., but when it comes to sharing misinformation about the 2SLGBTQ+ community, or denying who they are, that is hate and it gets called out. Those few people with their negative comments know they are sharing hate towards another human being, and feel guilty about sharing this thought and idea, but they need to defend it, so they feel better because again, it's about them, not anyone else. Why else would someone try to defend their hate-based views about other people? Let's really break it down, it is not for those that have no willingness to learn from others, but let's reinforce what hate and opinion actually are, for the rest of the level-headed folks we have in all communities. When people use the argument that a difference of opinion is relevant when denying someone's identity, particularly within the 2SLGBTQ+ community, it is important to recognize that this line of thinking is, in fact, rooted in hate. Denying someone's identity based on a mere difference of opinion dismisses the lived experiences and inherent dignity of individuals, perpetuating discrimination and harm. It is crucial to understand that identity is not a matter of opinion but a deeply personal and innate aspect of a person's being. Sexual orientation and gender identity are integral components of one's self-awareness and are not subject to debate or arbitrary judgment. By dismissing or denying someone's identity based on the argument when they use, it is just a difference of opinion, they disregard their humanity and invalidate the existence of others. Using a difference of opinion as a justification for denying someone's identity is a subtle form of discrimination. It implies that the opinions of others hold greater weight than an individual's own understanding of themselves. This stance negates the autonomy and agency of 2SLGBTQ+ individuals, forcing them to conform to societal norms and expectations that do not align with their authentic selves. Moreover, it is important to distinguish between opinions that are grounded in evidence, knowledge, and respect for human rights versus those that perpetuate prejudice and harm. While individuals have the right to hold diverse opinions, it is crucial to recognize that some opinions can be inherently oppressive and discriminatory. Denying someone's identity based on such opinion serves only to perpetuate systemic inequality and marginalization. Furthermore, it is essential to acknowledge the power dynamics at play when using the argument of difference of opinion to deny someone's identity. Often, these discussions revolve around cisgender and heterosexual individuals asserting their views on the identities of 2SLGBTQ+ individuals. This power imbalance can further exacerbate feelings of exclusion and erasure within marginalized communities. It is also worth noting that the denial of someone's identity based on a difference of opinion claim contributes to a hostile and harmful environment. 2SLGBTQ+ individuals already face higher rates of mental health issues, including anxiety, depression, and suicidality, due to societal stigma and discrimination. By denying their identities, we exacerbate these challenges, leading to increased psychological distress and emotional harm, especially in youth. Denying someone's identity based on a difference of opinion not only disregards the importance of empathy and understanding but also perpetuates systemic discrimination and inequality. It hinders progress toward a more inclusive and equitable society, where every individual can live authentically and without fear of judgment or denial. Instead of using a difference of opinion as a tool for denying someone's identity, it is imperative to foster open-mindedness, educate ourselves, and engage in compassionate dialogue. By actively listening to the experiences of 2SLGBTQ+ individuals, learning from their stories, and embracing their identities, we can create an environment that celebrates diversity and promotes acceptance. When people use the argument that a difference of opinion is relevant when denying someone's identity, particularly within the 2SLGBTQ+ community, it is important to recognize that this argument is rooted in hate and discrimination. Denying someone's identity based on a mere difference of opinion dismisses their humanity, perpetuates harm, and upholds systemic inequality. Instead, we should strive to foster empathy, understanding, and inclusivity, embracing diverse identities and working towards a society where everyone can live authentically and with dignity. If you feel so triggered by this article one have written, you should really be asking yourself why? You do actually know the reason you are triggered. You are just not honest with yourself. I am still here, still queer, and loving who I am, and no matter what you personally feel, you cannot deny who I am because you are not comfortable with it.